Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Creative Ways Your Boss is Spying on You by Miranda Katz. Earlier this year, Amazon successfully patented an ultrasonic tracker of a worker's hands to monitor performance of assigned tasks. Eerie, yes, but far from the only creative method of employee surveillance. Upwork watches freelancers through their webcams, and a UK railway company recently equipped workers with a wearable that measures their energy levels. By one study's estimate, 94% of organizations currently monitor workers in some way. Regulations governing such conduct are lax. They haven't changed since the 19th century. The most common snooping techniques are relatively subtle. A system called TerraMind, which lists BNP, Paribas, and the telecom giant Orange as customers on its website, sends pop-up warnings if it suspects employees are about to slack off or share confidential documents. Other companies rely on tools like Hubstaff to record the websites that workers are visiting and how much they're typing. Such software solutions pitch themselves as ways to enhance productivity, but trouble emerges, critics say, when employers invest too much significance in these metrics. That's because data has never been able to capture the finer points of creativity and the idiosyncratic nature of work. Where one account manager might do her best thinking behind a desk, another knows he's sharpest on an afternoon stroll, a behavior that algorithms could blithely declare deviant. This then creates a hidden layer of management, says Jason Schultz, director of the NY School of Law's Technology Law and Policy Clinic. Those midday walkers might never find out why they've been passed over for a promotion. Once established, the image of the ideal employee sticks. Try to hide from this all-seeing eye of corporate America, and you might make matters worse. Even the cleverest spoofing hacks can backfire. The more workers try to be invisible, the more managers have a hard time figuring out what's happening, and that justifies more surveillance, says Michael Attenby, an associate professor of organizational behavior at Boston University. He calls it the cycle of coercive surveillance. Translation, lose-lose. Unless you want to be spied on. In a recent study of Uber drivers, researchers found that a monitored employee can sometimes feel more secure than the worker who doesn't know if her boss knows that she's working. NYU's Schultz admits that a degree of oversight can galvanize commitment, but he wants a law restricting its use to workplace tasks. Others insist data should be anonymized. One model is Humanize, a people analytics service that provides clients not with individualized employee reports, but rather with big-picture trends. Workers are then accountable to that big picture, each contributing modest brushstrokes. Don't paint outside the lines.